And here to talk with us about an effort to reach out to the truckers, we have Angie Hilgert. Angie Hilgert. Good morning, Angie.
Good morning.
And well, tell us about what you're doing and something that you want to do kind of on a regular basis, it looks like. You're calling it Feed the Front Lines. Tell us what your effort is.
Okay, so we will be down on 75, both north and southbound roadside rest, passing out bag lunches to truck drivers. Seen some videos, you know, where they haven't been able to eat. Some of them don't know where they are half the time. I spoke to one at Dollar General the other day, and he said he wakes up, but he doesn't know where he is. Sometimes it's hard to find food because they have schedules they have to follow, and when they get to places, things are closed, so they don't have any meals. And
yeah, and it's hard to drive a semi truck through a drive through.
Yeah, that too, and not everybody is helping them out in that area where they can call. I've seen places advertise like they are charging them more than what they normally would because they're the only one in the area that the driver can eat, and so they feel like they can do that, you know. So we just want to help out and show appreciation any way we can. We had 32 pizzas delivered to both hospitals in Lima, and the Lima Police Department, Allen County Sheriff's, and fire departments around town. Daryl and Dex helped us out with that. Lisa was very generous in her giving there. And then just this past Friday, we had pizza, chips, and cookies delivered to Bluffton Hospital, their testing site. So we did two drop-offs there. So on Friday, we're going to do the truck drivers, and I would love to keep it going. And as long as we can, as long as we need to, let these essential workers know that they're not alone in this. They're appreciated and they're thought of, and we're praying for them, you know, and we just want to help out in any way we can. The only way I know how is to feed people.
And how are you going to do that at the Wapakoneta rest areas?
So we ordered Subway here in Lima. We will put those in bags. We have some fruit right now, chips, like a cookie or Little Debbie, and we'll let them pick their drink. You know, we have water and pop, and I have some Gatorade. And we'll just pass it out. We'll have tables set up. We won't be close. We'll all wear masks. We'll all wear gloves. We'll take our temperatures. We're hoping we can take the truck driver's temperatures. We don't want to put anybody at risk that's volunteering, you know, or the drivers at risk. So put them out and let them grab what they want.
All right. So do you need any help? You got everybody all set to do this? Could you use some volunteers and any donations? How can our area help you?
We have a PayPal link set up. It's paypal.me/feedingdrivers. And we're also, I know, could drop items, chips, pop, water, fruit, anything off at the station there. I'm willing to pick things up in a safe way, you know, off porches. I wipe everything down as I get it. I wear my mask and my gloves everywhere I go. So we're willing to do all that. And as far as volunteers, I think we are good there. I don't want a lot of people. I don't want to put anybody that I don't need to at risk, you know. So I think as far as volunteers go, I think we have that arranged, and we should have plenty of people there. Just the donations, you know, like I said, the canned and bottled drinks, words of encouragement, scripture, words of thank you, you know, note, thank you cards or anything like that, just to show appreciation. We'll take anything like that and put it in the bags for them. Just let them know that they're not alone in this. And even though they're far from their families, like, there are people thinking about them and appreciative for what they're doing and all the extra time they're away from their family.
And the SFM Lima studio, a drop-off point when the meeting place on Market is open from 10 until 2, so you can drop off items there, 220 West Market Street. Or you can call our Lima Community Engagement Director, Casey, 419-250-9038, or email her, casey@yeshome.com. And then again, what's the website if people want to make monetary donations?
It is paypal.me/feedingthedrivers, all one word, all lowercase letters.
Hey, Angie, thank you so much for the good work you're doing. We really appreciate it.
Yes, and show our love to the truckers. We love our truckers. We have a lot of truckers that listen. So
that's right.
Thank you guys so much.